News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Figures suggest that a vacancy rate of 14.3% in commercial office space exists nationally. A report from the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council proposes converting this vacant office space into homes. And I'm joined now by Claire McManus, Director of JFOC Architects and Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland. Good morning to you, Claire. First of all, is this feasible, this idea of we take this 14% sort of vacant office space and simply convert it? Is that a feasible idea in your view?
I mean, it's a good idea, but 14% won't be realistic. Some of the offices will be suitable for conversion and others won't. Some of the very large blocks, kind of grade A space, won't be suitable. The floor plan will be far too deep, putting a lot of rooms too far away from windows for natural light and ventilation. Whereas some of the kind of older, smaller offices, perhaps the ones in the suburbs, would be quite ideal for conversion, with some upgrades required as well, and of course planning permission. But it is a good idea, and it would need to be looked at on a kind of case-by-case basis, look at each office and see what the potential is. But absolutely, yeah, if there's vacant office space and if there's a change in work patterns, more people working from home, then why not have a look at the offices and see if they're suitable for conversion to housing.
So kind of a mixed bag out there, as you say, those tall glass-fronted buildings we might be familiar with in the city centre. They wouldn't necessarily work, although they would be magnificent if you could have like one full floor maybe as an apartment or something, but I don't think that's the kind of housing we're talking about. But would we be looking at then buildings, Claire, that were mixed use, as in, you know, I presume that in some instances there are office spaces where some of the building is in use as offices and some is empty. Would we be looking at allowing mixed use buildings? Is that something that we'd be thinking? Because I'm sure it isn't just that there's whole empty, there may also be whole empty buildings, but I imagine that there are some that are under-occupied rather than empty.
Well, perhaps, and I think I suppose that would need to be looked at in a little bit of detail, but certainly what's a good idea is if you have kind of an office estate, to make that a mixed estate with some of the buildings being housing and some of them being offices, because of course that would make the better use of the roads and the infrastructure be used kind of round the clock rather than say just between 8 and 6. And it would also make it a safer, more vibrant place. You can imagine walking through an office estate late at night and it could be
empty.
A feeling of being abandoned. So it would be a win-win to have that type of mixed-use space. And it kind of already is happening. A lot of the kind of industrial lands within Dublin City, like for example, the Greenmount Industrial Estate in Harold's Cross in Dublin, they've been rezoned to allow housing and other uses as well. But it's generally done on a building by building.
The Sandyford Industrial Estate would have retail and industrial buildings and homes as well. Can I ask you, is there much intervention needed to take office space? Parking planning for a moment, but like, you know, is there much, because obviously lots of offices wouldn't have the same level of plumbing, for example, they wouldn't have showers and bathrooms and all of that. Is there a lot of infrastructural change required for this, or is it fairly minimal?
There would be. A lot of them will have suitable stairs and suitable lifts and suitable fire separation, which is very, very important between the offices. And, you know, as I say, in the case of the kind of smaller suburban office blocks, the sizes of those offices would generally kind of align more or less with apartment sizes or be easy to subdivide. Things like balconies, offices generally don't have balconies, so there would need to be space to add on balconies, or perhaps, you know, the planning exemption would allow for maybe a large garden on the ground floor in lieu of a balcony. You could look at something. They could look at something like that.
Can I ask you a last question though? If it is that there's 14.3% a vacant space, but that's not all suitable as you've highlighted, could you hazard a guess how much vacant space that is suitable? Would it be 6? Would it be 10? Do we have any idea what would be usable
I'm
out there?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid I don't know. As I say, I think you'd have to look at each building on a fairly case by case basis. But a study could be done. But I haven't done one. I haven't done one.
Thank you for that, Claire.
But of course, the other thing then to mention maybe is the kind of insulation upgrades. Yeah. You know, to bring the kind of energy standards up. But of course, that would need to be done anyway for offices.
Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's a really interesting conversation. I suspect we'll come back to it. That is Claire McManus, their Director of JFOC Architects and Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.